Thank you for listening to the official podcast of White Oak Pentecostal Holiness Church, where we cultivate true worshipers in Wilson, North Carolina. For more information on White Oak, visit whiteoakphc.com.
With me. Father, we thank you now for the opportunity has arrived, Lord, that you speak. So I ask you to hide this servant now and allow your words to have free course. In Christ's name I do pray. Father, open eyes, open ears, and open hearts that they will receive of you. It is your word that we're going to lift up. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. 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 On last week, praise God, I talked with you briefly. Amen. About what makes a man wise. What makes a man wise? Amen. And I shared many things with you concerning that topic. There's a lot of wisdom that is out here today. But we've got to realize that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Amen? And he tells us in the book of Corinthians, amen, that Christ is the power and the wisdom of God. In other words, when we receive Christ, we're going to receive godly wisdom. Amen. That we can walk upright in this world. Amen. We'll know how to walk upright. And in the lesson on this morning, amen. Oh, man, I wish. Amen. It's just kind of, you know, you see it all through the lesson. Amen. But we've been working with, amen, the Lord has taken us back to Genesis. And we were talking about that everlasting covenant that he made. Amen. But in Genesis 17 and 1, it begins by saying, and Abram was 90 years old and nine. The Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me. And be thou perfect. In other words, he was telling Abram to walk before him upright. Amen. Walk before me upright. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory, which is, I just can't tell you, our walk before the Lord is important. Amen. And not just walking like this, but the choices we choose to make today. Amen. In this world that we live in. So it will be readings today. Brandon, I'm not sure where I'm coming from. Amen. I'm reading. So it's going to be a little bit, amen, out of 1 Kings, where I was last week. And then I think I'm going to go over to Chronicles. So go with me. We'll try to start off in 1 Kings chapter 3 was last week, so I think I'm somewhere around chapter 5. I'm going to read just a little bit of that, and then I'm going to go over to 2 Chronicles 7. Yeah, chapter 7 of 2 Chronicles, that's where I'll be. All right? And if you pray with me, amen? If you pray with me, amen, amen. May I get your attention? As the church folks, let me have your undivided attention. Amen. Don't divide your attention between me and something else. Amen, amen. But let me have your undivided, amen, attention. Amen, amen. Many of you have had a long break. Amen. Ain't God good? Amen. All the time. Amen. And I tell you, I'm just as happy for my Minnie as I can be. She came in on Wednesday night. She said, I got something to say. Amen. I got something. She couldn't wait to tell us what God had done. Amen. Can you imagine starting on the job 21 years ago and you thought you couldn't make it? Amen. Because it required you to do something you hadn't been used to doing. Amen. And you saying, well, I just don't think I can make it. Amen. I got to stand on this job. I just don't think my legs hurt. My knees hurt. Look, and it's 21 years. Amen. She told me last, she said, but I want to make 20. Look, I want to make 20. The Lord blessed her to make 20. And then she went one more year. One more year after that. But she has come to the realization, praise God, that God is able to take care of me. Amen. He gonna take care of me, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And whatever I have need of, God is able. Why? Because I've been walking upright. Come on, somebody. Amen. I've been walking upright and speaking the truth in my heart. Amen. Amen. And where I was able to help, amen, I help. Amen. So, God, I'm looking for you to do it for me. Amen. So, in 1 Kings chapter 5, did you get there, Brandon? Amen. All right. All right, so let me start at the beginning. I think it's just a few verses I'm going to read here. And Hiram, king of Tyre, sent his servant unto Solomon, for he had heard that he had anointed him king in the room of his father. For Hiram was ever a lover of David. And Solomon sent to Hiram, saying, thou knowest how that David, my father, could not build a house unto the name of the Lord, his God, for the wars which were about him on every side, until the Lord put them under the soles of his feet. But now the Lord my God have given me rest on every side, so that there is neither adversary nor what? Evil occurrent. All right? Now, this is Solomon, who's David's son, amen? And David wanted to build God a house. But David was not able to build a house because he was a man of war, amen? He had blood on his hand, all right? But God told him that one of his seed that would sit on the throne, amen, forever, amen? All right, you with me? All right? And Solomon's on the throne. And remember last week I told you Solomon was a wise man, wasn't he? The wisest king. Amen? All right? And verse 5 says, and behold, I purpose to build a house unto the name of the Lord my God. As the Lord spake unto David my father, saying, thy son, whom I will set upon thy throne in thy room, he shall build a house unto my name. All right? All right. So the Lord has given Solomon, amen. He has granted, he's pleased, and he is going to build him a house. And how can you build a house for God? Why did he feel he needed to build a house? Because they had been carrying around the Ark of the Covenant. Amen, amen, amen. Remember, it was in a tent or a tabernacle. Amen. And they would set up a place. Amen. And now the land was at rest. Amen. Amen. Because Solomon in his wisdom had done much. And he's ready now to build a house. But the thing about it is, it was David that helped him get the stuff ready, wasn't it? Amen. Because he too had to design his mark, but he was content. All right. So we're going to skip over. There's a lot in 1 Kings, but I'm going to go to the version in 2 Chronicles chapter 7. All right. Are you there, Brandon? All right. So David, amen. So Solomon has, amen, gathered all of the Lebanon. He'd gone to Lebanon and gotten the wood and all of that. And the story talks about this elaborate house that Solomon builds. Amen. And I love it. Amen. Think about that house. Amen. Dwayne and you and Cookie want to build one day. Amen. And just think about your marriage. Amen. Terry and Charlotte, how you want to build that marriage. Amen. And think about the things that we want to do for the Lord. Amen. And then God allows us to do it. Mm-hmm. Now, what do we do when God brings that desire, you know, to pass? Amen. So that we can see it. Amen. There ought to be some that Abraham, every time God did something for him, it was almost like he had to, you know, let me remember this. Okay, let me show my gratitude or my thanks towards it. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. So in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, amen. So the house has been built, and it said that when the priests began to bring in that Ark of the Covenant, there was something wonderful that happens. Amen. So let me begin reading. Are you with me? All right. Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, and the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house, and the priests could not enter the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshiped and what? Praise God, saying, for he is what? For his what? Endureth how long? Is that your comment when God does something for you? Amen. Do you talk about how good he is? Angel, are you going to say how good he is? When you are walking around on that campus, you have graduated from high school, your mama prayed, your daddy, your sister, everybody. You walking around with them books or whatever, when you sit in that classroom, you sit there, God, you are good. Because this is now my reality. It was in my mind, but now it's a what? Reality. There's got to be a response. So David, amen, Solomon, amen, they are rejoicing, amen, because the house is built, amen. Then the king and all the people offer sacrifices before the Lord, and King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 oxen and hundreds of thousands of sheep, so that the king and all the people dedicated the house of the Lord of God. And the priests waited on their offices. The Levites also with instruments of music of the Lord, which David the king had made to praise the Lord, because his mercy endureth what? Forever. When David praised by their ministry, the priests sounded trumpets before them, and all Israel what? Stood. Come on, somebody. Moreover, Solomon hallowed the middle of the court that was before the house of the Lord, for there he offered burnt offerings and the fat of the peace offering, because the brazen offering which Solomon had made was not able to receive the burnt offerings and the meat offerings and the what? Fat. In other words, they gave. Amen. They didn't come in with what? A little, did they? How many times has God blessed you in your check? Come on, somebody. How many times have you gotten more than enough, more than you've been, and you come into God's house and say, I'm going to be a blessing this day. I ain't got to announce, I'm just going to put something extra in there because God is what? How many times have we done that? Brought more than enough. Amen. They brought, amen, what they had, praise God, in this dedication ceremony. But God keeps on blessing us. Because he's what? Good. And his what? Endureth how long? Come on, somebody. Verse 8. Also at the same time, Solomon kept the feast 7 days. Didn't just do it just that Sunday, amen, but 7 days. And all Israel with him, a very great congregation from the entering of Hamath unto the river of Egypt. And in the eighth day, they made a solemn assembly, for they kept the dedication of the altar 7 days and the feast 7 days. And on the 23rd day, the seventh month, he sent the people away into their tents, glad and what? Merry in their heart. For the goodness of the Lord had what? Showed unto David and to Solomon and to the Israel and to Israel his what? People. Now you should have walked in here realizing that God is what? He's good. Amen. And his mercy what? Endureth forever. Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house, he prosperously effected. He not only built his house, but he built his own house. Amen. Also, it took, it says, 7 years, I believe, for this house to be built. Amen. But he was meticulous. Amen. In what he brought together. Amen. And this was just not going to be something ordinary. If God's people could get this mindset, and the thing about it is when God blesses you, when we start talking about the goodness of God, come on somebody, and what he keeps right on doing for us, amen, amen. This is something we can't take for granted. RJ, somebody prayed for you. You don't know where that gift for music came from. You think it's because you just kept right on practicing. But I want you to know that gift has been passed down. Come on, somebody. In generations, amen. Your granddaddy's granddaddy's granddad prayed, amen, amen, for that gift, amen. It is in you. And all you had, you just had an opportunity here. Now what you going to do with it? I'm going to leave it right there. Verse 12. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night. Now they done celebrated. You done had a wonderful, glorious time. Come on, somebody. Amen. Can you imagine laying down, you celebrating your birthday? Oh, your daddy come, you know, you don't even realize. And he says, here, boy, here the keys right here. This is for you. Just bless you. 17 years old. Amen. You hurry up, get them driver's license, wouldn't you? And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of what? Sacrifice. Now, what are you sacrificing today? Have you brought that sacrifice of praise into God's house? Or did we walk up in here like we do every other Sunday? Verse 13 says, now, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my what? Face and turn from their what? Wicked ways, then will I what? Hear from where? Heaven. And will what? Forgive their what? Don't you dare. Don't you think you haven't done anything just because you come to church. How much praying is going on outside of church? How much interceding is going on? What do you find yourself doing when things just don't go right? And and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from what? Heaven. And forgive their what? Sin. And will what? Heal their what? Land. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this what? For now have I what? Chosen and what? Sanctified this what? That my what? Name may be there for what? Ever. And my what? Eyes and my heart shall be there what? That was the house Solomon built. But you're building a house. A house that Christ wants to dwell in. Come on, somebody. Can he dwell in my house? Have I made room? Have I dedicated myself to him? Am I humble? Or do I find myself lifted up? Solomon built a physical house that there would be a place for the Ark of Covenant to be brought. And he desired that God would dwell there. In that house, that he would have a place. That's a good thing, right? Now, we can't go to Jerusalem. Help us, Lord. Amen. And I don't know where that ark is, but I'm not worried about it. We're not concerned with old relics. Come on, somebody. But I tell you what, we have a house that he desires to dwell in. And he says, now, if you and me, let me just start with me, because I know when my house gets out of whack. Come on, somebody. I know when I've said something that just didn't strike you quite right. I'm the first one that knows it. Come on, somebody. Amen. Aren't you the first one to know it? Amen. Now, he told us, my deacon was talking about how we're supposed to be light. And how we're supposed to be salt, right? Amen? And the word of God, now he said to Solomon, he says, now if my people, I don't care what's going on around you. Right. He said, if heaven is what? Shut up. And there be no rain. He says, in other words, there could be a hurricane going on. There could be a bad storm coming through. Amen. There could be a death in your home. Anything could happen. He says, but you who are Christians, who have been Christ, if we would just what? Do what? What does it say here? If we will humble ourselves and what? Pray. Solomon is praying now. In other words, we've got to realize that after God keeps blessing us day and day, day in, day out, amen, and all that is going on across the land, he's saying, if you will stay humble before me, if you just realize that you need me more than I need you, if I will humble myself and pray and seek his face, I love that. I love it. How do we seek the face of God? What is seeking God about? You know how it is when you lose something around the house and you're trying to find out where it is and you go turn over everything. You go all in the cushions. I know I had it. And sometimes something can hit the floor and you think it bounced in that direction, but then once you get down and start looking for it, it's way over there. And you just keep right on looking because you know it's somewhere in the room. You're looking, you're seeking it. And then some of us can't remember. We're walking in one room and say, what did I come in here for? The thought has left us just that quick. It's almost like you got to go back where you were. Amen. Stand there a few minutes until that thought. In other words, I've got to seek the Lord. But this is what he says. He says, you can find me when you seek me. But you got to seek me with all your what? Heart. In other words, it doesn't matter what's going on or how bad things have been or what I've said. I've got to realize I need Christ to fix this. And turn from their wicked ways. Humble, pray, seek, and turn. Humble, pray, seek, and what? Turn. I was watching Pastor Elias the other week. He comes in and he'll let you know, I'm at the church and I need to get in. And one thing he does, every time he comes in the church, he and Letitia, once he opens those doors, is that he'll find somewhere in this church to pray. Whether if it's a bench or at this altar, there's something about God's people seeking him in prayer. There's something about God's people deciding, well, Lord, it doesn't matter what's going on. I know you are able. And I know I can trust you, and I'm just going to give everything to you. We're not praying like he desires us to be. This family has been through too much, and we're still here. Whether you know it or not, you've got brothers and sisters who are going through. I know you think you've been through. And I know you think, you know, that I know all that's going on, but you don't. They may not ever share, but God is saying we need to humble ourselves and begin to pray. Prayer, he says, the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. You who have been Christ have got to fall on your face like Abram did. God is speaking, and if I'm not hearing him, that means I've got too much going on. Not that God's got so much going on, but I've got too much going on. And he is saying you need to stop and get silent so you can hear me. I need for you to be seeking me now like ever before. Pray for my brothers and my sisters that are going through, whether they've shared something or not. Because I'm telling you, praise God, they are going through. And the body of Christ, we ought to be so close to one another that I can look on you. I ought to be so close that I can feel your cares. But if all I see is what's going on with me, I'm going to miss something. He's saying we're not humble enough. We're not humble enough. And I need this body who I have lifted up to begin to pray. John, he's saying we're not humble enough. That we have lifted up ourselves and we're going along and we have forgotten. And he said, I've been good and I still am good, but I need for you to pray. Pray. Prayer covered Keisha. It covered her. It's covering her. And he says, you've got to pray and seek me. Amen. He says, when my children, when they come to me, praise God, because you're like a father. You're like that father now. Your dad has gone on. Your brothers have gone on. You stand in a place now that I've assigned. And I need them to begin to look to me. So therefore, walk upright before me, speaking truth in your heart. So that when you're not there, they're still looking to me as the author and finisher of their faith. It is more than what, it's not just about you, but it's how God wants to use you. The blessing that was on Abraham was to bless all of humanity, mankind. And the blessing that is on this house, that girl over there, she prophesied as a young girl, I talked about this house and how it would be blessed. The blessing is on this house. But we've fallen short. But I'm so glad, like he did, because there's a covenant that's been cut. Just like he did with Abram. He has cut covenant with this house, with you. And he's saying, walk before me. You have not seen what I will do for you. That debt is nothing if I walk upright before him and speak the truth in my heart. Amen. I've got everything that you need. Amen. Humble ourselves. Pray. Seek his face. Turn from our what? Wicked ways. He says, I'll hear you from what? Heaven. Now, who don't want God to hear them from heaven? But it grieves the Holy Spirit when we walk contrary. It grieves the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you, there's nothing more important than his word today. David says, I'm going to hide his word in my what? Heart. That I will not what? Sin against him. Will a man's way, what makes a man's ways please God when he's walking upright before him? Amen. And when I say man, I'm talking about mankind. It's not, there's no male or female in God. So he speaks to all of us. We've got to get this thing right. I may not be here. You may not be here. But I'm telling you, if you keep praying, if you keep humbling yourself before the Lord, amen. There's a reason I keep talking to Joshana when she comes in Sunday school. She don't understand the blessing that's on her and how the enemy wanted to take her life as a child. But God has spared that for a reason. Amen. And it's up to us. You might see, oh, she just every time I turn around, but I see a servant for God. Amen. Amen. And we are to help, amen, in every way we can. This house is to be a house of prayer. Amen. To God be the glory. And if you're not praying, amen, I pray somebody in that house is interceding. Amen. To God be the glory. Don't stop praying. Don't stop walking upright before him and speaking truth in your heart. Amen. And then I need for you to be praying for your brothers and sisters. Amen. Don't keep talking about them. But pray for them. Pray when you don't understand what's going on. Pray that God will open your eyes. Amen. To God be the glory. He's saying pray. He's saying pray. And those of you who are in positions, amen, he says God wants to use you to be a blessing. There's a reason you're still here. Amen. There is a reason. And no, you don't have it all figured out. I think you know. I thought you probably think it's your wisdom, but it's not. It's his wisdom. And he says, in the fullness of time, his plan, he says, it will all be revealed. But we got to stay awake. Come on, somebody. Amen. So that we don't miss it. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. I love you with the love of Christ. And I want to stand before him one day and hear him say, well done. But if I speak not the truth, if I don't say what he's saying, then that blood will be on my hands. I'm telling you, there's a calling on your life, CC. Hallelujah. And he placed it there from the beginning. And in the fullness of time, amen, his plan is going to be fulfilled. There ain't no doubt in my mind that he will bring it to pass. He's God. And is there anything too hard for him? Amen. But you will know without a shadow of a doubt. And it won't be through your husband, but it'll be through him. Because he knows how and when. We got to wake up. Amen. Wake up and walk. Amen. In that calling God has us in. Amen. To God be the glory. Time is not as long as it has been. Amen. Amen. And he's a good God. His goodness, the Lord is good. Amen. And his mercy endureth what? Forever. And he desires a house to dwell in. Amen. That he's preparing. That's your house. Amen. That is your house. And he's saying, pray and seek me like never before. Amen. With all that's going on in this world, seek me. When you don't know, seek me. Start reading your Bibles more than what you're reading them. Seek me. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Seek me. Amen. For truth. And walk upright before me. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise. Solomon's ways pleased God. Because he didn't ask for a whole lot of things. Remember? He asked for wisdom to lead God's people. You remember that? And we as fathers and mothers, we've got to be asking for wisdom. God, my wisdom is flawed. I'm thinking because I went through it this way, that's the way it's not. Let me seek you for the wisdom I need today. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. When I look around the room, amen, I see a lot of folks, amen, you look like you save. Amen. You look like it. Amen. But you better know that you know in your heart that I have given, God has my heart. Amen. So if there is one today, amen, God, I want to give you my heart. Amen. When we say come up, amen, and join the church, it's not this physical church, but it's the church of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen? Amen. And his church, I want you to know, is a spiritual church. But he tells us to forsake not the assembling of ourselves. Everybody needs to have a church home, a place you can call home. Amen? Amen. And there should be no doubt.
Once again, all of us here at White Oak, thank you for listening. God bless.